Coach Dina here. So let's get started. I really want to help you develop your garden of greatness. Important thing is that you need to know that everyone has the seeds of greatness in them, and they're just waiting to be sowed. Believe it. Definition of sow? Sow is when you plant or scatter like seeds for growing. And sowing is that process of planting. Now, you may not have actual seeds, but we're about to sow greatness in your life. And we need to determine, are we going to scatter it to the ground, or are we going to be purposeful and intentional and plant it in a certain way? Plant that greatness, plant those seeds. Reminds me very much of the parable from Luke 8:4. It says that a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock. And as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. So later in Luke, you can go look this up if you'd like, Jesus then explains to the disciples what this parable means. But I'm sure you get the gist. What happens to that seed after it's thrown out or planted determines the success of the seed. And I think we all kind of want to be in that last line, like we want it to fall on good soil and grow and yield, have a big harvest of 100-fold. And I want that for you guys. That's what this class is about. So in our class, you'll have the opportunity to cover these discussion topics. What seeds have you planted already in your life? Which of them have grown into something that you recognize, right? And how did you participate in that growth? Or did you? Did you just throw them out there and one day you woke up and you were like, oh my gosh, there's a beanstalk up into the sky? Or did you work really hard and you know the fruits of your labor? I know as a mom that my kids are definitely metaphors for little seeds. And I put a lot of time and effort and energy into my kids. And they have grown up and are beautiful, amazing, wonderful people. So I feel that those seeds did pretty well in my garden. There's other seeds that haven't done so well, and I'm still working on some of my seeds. So when we meet again, this will be the discussion questions for our group to start us off, the icebreakers, if you will. I really look forward to getting started with you. And please, if you have any questions or comments, make sure you post them. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.